Now, if you've been following in your home groups or the videos online, you will have heard this story already, but I make no apologies in telling it again. It's a story about Queen Victoria, and her chaplain was preaching on the second coming of Christ. And as he was preaching, the Queen started crying. And the chaplain asked her after the service, Your Majesty, what was it that moved you to tears during the service? And she said, I really want Jesus to come back for the second coming during my lifetime. And the chaplain said, why is that? And she said, because I want to be able to lay my crown at his feet. Now, Queen Victoria was probably reigned over more land than any other king or queen in all of history. And yet she wanted to lay her crown at Jesus' feet. And in many ways, this is a picture of what's going on in the whole Bible. It is the story of the Bible. Human beings laying their crowns at Jesus' feet, or not, as the case may be. And as we look at the Old Testament, we see that there was a lot of not laying it at Jesus' feet. They often wanted Jesus' help when enemies came and they got into trouble. They wanted Jesus' help. But would they live as Jesus really called them to? Would they really lay their whole life, the whole of their nation down to God? And the answer was no, no, no. And we've been looking at this journey of how they keep wanting to wear God's throne, be on God's throne and wear his crown all along. And then there came this 400 years of utter silence, where the Bible, same book, same story, but it speaks of nothing of that time, of this nation of Israel as it is silent in that time, or the nation of Judah as it's silent in that time. And God has got rid of 10 of the tribes have been assimilated into Assyria, and only 2 have come back from Babylon in the southern kingdom. And these are the few remnant that are left, and they clearly are far from God's will and not giving the crown to God. And then out of this silence comes these 4 gospel stories. The stories of the Son of God, the stories of Jesus. Each book with a different perspective, each book written to a different audience, but the same story with different perspectives. The story of God giving us a way where it no longer revolved around our efforts, our hard work to obey the law, to do the right way, to give the crown to God. God does it differently in the Gospels. There's a different way of it. And in the story, in the Luke Gospel that we had, we see how Jesus is saying, I'm from the Old Testament. This is the same story. And my manifesto is something which prophesied far ago. Right back in Abraham, God began that journey for me being here now. I always knew that that way would fail. I knew that you were incapable of doing it. So I've come to rescue you in a different way. And in the second one, we hear of his mission to save us. The mission of the cross, to provide a way for us to allow Jesus to be Lord of our lives again, for God to reign in our lives rather than us to reign over our own lives. But this battle persists today. And what the 4 Gospels say about this crown, first of all, Jesus says, I am King, I am God. And he demonstrates that through miracles and in many ways. He says that my kingdom is not like your kingdom, your idea of a kingdom. Mine is one of servanthood. And his teaching was about just how that was to come about. And lastly, he invited us to follow him, to lay down our crowns. So first of all, Jesus said, I am King. And we saw that I don't know whether you saw that in that verse, verse 3. Born your people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now your glorious kingdom bring. Jesus was born to be king. Matthew 4:23 says this. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness among the people. Why did he heal people? It wasn't to make their life better, although it did. Because these people he healed still died. He did it to declare himself king over the curse that came that brought sickness back in Genesis, which again is a foretaste of heaven that there will be no sickness. That's why, because he was king. He calms the storm to say, I am king over nature itself. He raises the dead to say, I am king over life itself. Jesus is king, and we need to make him king of our lives. Secondly, Jesus said, my kingdom is different than your kingdoms. It's different than the Old Testament. This is not like the wars and the conquests, and it's not like the kings who had their own self-interest. And he set the stage from the moment he burst into the gospel story. He came from a place of majesty, of heaven, where he knew everything. He was omnipresent, he was everywhere, and he was all-powerful. And he gave all of that up to come as a little baby, not even in a palace, but a little scruffy stable. His kind of kingship was a servant kind of kingdom. It was an upside down, where fame was not the way, humility was the way. Where he washed his disciples' feet, the most humble job around, to wash feet in that society. And he took the lowest place. And where he said, love is the way, but not some fluffy love or even a romantic love. This was a sacrificial love, which would take him to the cross, which would love even those who persecuted. That was the kingdom that God, that is the crown that we lay at his feet, a servant one, and we must follow that. And his ultimate kingship, where he wore the crown of thorns, was on the cross. That was the kind of kingdom he was establishing. That was the kind of king he was. That was the kind of way he invites us to follow. John 18:37 says of Pilate, even Pilate got it. You are a king then, Pilate said. Jesus said, I am a king. You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born was to come into the world, was to testify to the truth. The truth that he is king. The truth that he is reigns. But he came as a humble king. So lastly, Jesus invites you to follow him. In other words, to lay down your crown, to give up your life. And that is difficult and that is costly. But that's what the gospel proclaims. That's what it says. The meek shall inherit the earth, as his teaching proclaimed. It's a different kind of kingdom. Matthew 16:24 says, then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. You see, the Old Testament way, in many ways, was a religious way. It was a way of obeying rules, which humanly they could not do. But God came into our hearts by his Spirit to enable us. So the New Testament way is not God come and fix my problems, but God come and live in me. As I lay down my cross, and lay down my crown. God comes and lives in our hearts, enables us to do the impossible, because what we can't do, God can do in us as we allow him to reign in our lives. And as we give up our anger, as we give up our frustration, as we give up when we're sick and wrestling with life, and we say, Lord, I still lay down my crown. As we are queen of the most powerful nation, as we lay down our throne there, so God reigns in us. Everybody on the face of the earth, no matter what our circumstances, needs to lay down, as we're invited for God to live in us. It's why we have the confession every week, and indeed we should do it every day. It's because we're laying down our crowns. When injustices are done to us, we must lay down our crowns. When people are rude to us, cut us up on the road, or say cruel, or simply ignore us, still we must lay down our crown to God and say, your way, not my way. That is the New Testament way. That is the message of the gospel, that Jesus reigns, not us. We live in a society, and some of you must cry at it, which says it's all about me, my rights, my way, fame, fortune, look at me. And God says the exact opposite. He says, look at God. He's the way, not me. Lay down my throne. And God, and that's possible in our finances, in our time, in our energy, in our sickness. It becomes possible because God dwells in us, and God dwells in us because of that rescue mission which was set in place right back in the Old Testament and runs right through. And the Gospels proclaim God has come and provided a way to heaven for you. But you need to lay down your crown, because Jesus is king, not you. Whose crown will you wear? Will you give your crown to Jesus and lay it at his feet? Because this will define not only your life, but your eternity. And it's lovely to watch as people lay down their crown to God. And even as I lead people's funerals, I know that they've laid down their crown, and now they're in heaven, in glory with God. No more suffering, no more anything. Because they are in glory, because they laid down their throne and their crown in this life. We must make sure we do the same. Amen.